You're listening to SBS News.
Affirmative sexual consent will be legally required in New South Wales from next week, with an education campaign targeting young people, letting them know what it looks like. The New South Wales Attorney General insists the laws are common sense and not driven by any particular ideology.
Do you want to keep going?
No, let's go back to the party.
That's how you do it. Check consent every time.
This is what a new ad campaign in New South Wales sounds like. The state government released the series of videos that show young adults asking for consent in real-life scenarios, like at parties or in the bedroom. It is designed to educate people that if you want to engage in sexual activity with someone, then they need to do something or say something to show consent, or you need to do something or say something to seek consent. Sexual assault survivor and advocate Saxon Mullins was involved in the launch and believes the campaign will make a major impact.
It's to stop sexual violence, and I think these campaign adverts really go the way in helping create that change and making sure that education is understood. These are real people, these are real scenarios, these are real things that young people experience all the time, and to show them that it's simple, it's easy, and it's fine to say, oh, are you into this? Do you want to have this time with me? Do you want to do this? I think it really shows that these conversations can be had and they're not scary.
Miss Mullins was at the centre of one of Australia's most controversial rape trials and was a catalyst for the changes to consent laws. Miss Mullins endured two trials and two appeals, only to end up with no legal resolution to her rape case. The point of legal contention was whether the man accused of raping her believed on reasonable grounds that Miss Mullins was consenting. She says the freeze response is a hugely underreported aspect of sexual violence, and says this new campaign will seek to raise awareness and encourage young people to get consent every time.
I think as underreported as our statistics are, I think even more so underreported is how often people freeze in these scenarios. And so that is why you need to check in and need to have these conversations. And one of those ads directly relates to someone feeling a little bit uncomfortable about having not said anything yet. You know, I think that's a really common scenario. And so making sure that we show that and show that just checking in and asking if, oh, hey, are you feeling okay, is opens the door for a bigger conversation and a nicer time for two people to have together.
Jonathan Crow from Bond University in Queensland is a co-director of research at Rape and Sexual Assault Research and Advocacy. He explains what the changes mean.
And under these new laws, somebody doesn't consent to sex if they don't do or say anything to indicate their consent. And if you want to say in court that you made a mistake and you thought there was consent, then you have to show that you said or did something to try and find out if the other person was consenting.
Intoxication, unconsciousness, coercion and force are not forms of consent, and a defendant will no longer be able to argue they were under the impression consent had been given if they hadn't tried to find out. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman explains that consent can't be assumed from silence or inactivity, and says the reforms are not just about holding perpetrators to account, but also changing social behaviour. He says education is the key to getting that message across.
At the end of the day, these are common sense reforms. They're not about some kind of woke lawyer view of the world. They are about fundamental decency. And fundamental decency requires respect for everybody engaging in sexual activity, making sure through ongoing and mutual communication that they consent. Changing the law is one thing. But at the end of the day, what's even more important is changing community attitudes and empowering our citizens to seek consent every time, particularly young people.
Consent laws are nuanced across the country. Tasmania already has laws requiring a positive indication of consent. The ACT has passed affirmative consent laws in line with New South Wales. Victoria has committed to making amendments this year, and Western Australia is looking to make changes to their laws too. South Australia and the Northern Territory laws both refer to a free and voluntary agreement. The New South Wales consent advertising campaign has come a long way from the federal government's controversial milkshake consent ad that used a milkshake as a metaphor for consent. The video showed a young woman smearing milkshake all over a young man's face while telling him to drink it.
Well, drink it. Drink it all.
What are you doing?
Drink it all.
This is what we call moving the line. When a person imposes their will on you, it's as if they were moving the yes line over the maybe zone or the end zone, ignoring your rich inner world and violating your individual freedoms and rights.
The video, designed to teach school-aged children about consent using examples like tacos, milkshakes, and going for a swim, was slammed for trivialising a serious issue. It was labelled as confusing and was pulled from a government website in 2021 following backlash. While the new campaign by the New South Wales state government is more direct, sexual assault survivor and activist Chanel Contos says she's glad to see how consent education will play out in schools. Last year, Ms. Contos began a nationwide movement demanding reform of consent education in Australian schools, and this year all education ministers unanimously agreed to strengthen the national curriculum content on sex, consent and relationships.
I mean, the goal would be that consent education is something that's just ingrained in all Australian students from such a young age before concepts of sexuality even come into play in this. And the goal is that we raise a cohort of Australians that are fundamentally respectful and value consent in all of their kind of social interactions, which means that when they get older and we start talking about consent in a sexual way, it will ideally prevent sexual violence. And I guess the ultimate goal isn't just to prevent sexual violence, but it's actually to promote healthy intimacy in the way that young people and young Australians are expressing their sexuality and experimenting with these things.
Consent education will now be mandated in all Australian schools next year. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.